The undiscovered black country, the folks don't seem to know. The undiscovered black country, where everyone should go. People walk or cycle round, they pass the time of day. The undiscovered black country has places tucked away.
Here's a little story that's called Angel at the Window. And it's art back to happenings, really, from the last couple of days, and got me thinking, really. And he rode up. I were only a bab at Nanny Murray's, and my mother come in. Now, my mother would work like six till four or something like that, with her afternoon. And I said, "What y'all doing here?" I says, "Don't matter what I'm doing here, go and get yourself a wash." And I went, "What do you mean, have a wash? I don't have a wash. I've had a wash this morning." I said, "I want you to have a proper wash. Go to your nana and I'll put some boiling water in that tin, and then y'all can wash yourself, or they'll wash you." "But what have I got to have it do it for?" "Never mind what it's for. Go and have it done now, in a proper swill and all." Anyway, I went over to my nana. I says, "Mother says I've got to have a wash." I says, "It's high chapel day. I don't have a wash twice on a day, unless it's chapel day, just before I go to the chapel, and then it's only a lick and a promise. So what have I got to have it done for, nana?" I says, "Don't ask any questions. It's a very special day." "Is that what all the big uns are coming back for?" I said. And I said, "Well, yeah, and you'll fun out later on. But for now, get your son over here, take your shirt off, let's wash your face and your neck." So I scrubbed my face with some Aidan rag, and then I scrubbed my neck like the skin were coming off. And then I twirled the Aidan rag into a pint and I dipped it in the water. I says, "Now, here, clean your ear holes out because you've got cabbages in them." And I was scrubbing my ears, and more of the adults was coming in. The big uns was coming in. And my cousins had come back from school. I says, "What they doing coming back from school? School's an old day. They don't normally come back from school. Never mind." And anyway, I said to my cousins, "Didn't you know what's happening?" And they went, "No, we don't know what's happening, but we've got to get changed into our best clothes." I says, "We best clothes in the day?" And I started to get flummoxed and scratching. I wish somebody would tell me what's going on. You'll fun out soon enough. Anyway, then my dad come in, and my dad was on the 2 till 10 shift, and it was only the middle of the afternoon. I said, "What shall come back for, Dad?" He says, "Don't you worry yourself. You'll just go and get changed. Your mother's gone and fetched you fresh clothes. I want your nana to dress you, and make sure your shoes are clean. I'm telling you now." And I said, "Well, what's all this fuss for?" And he says, "It's a very important day, and you'll fun out soon enough. Never mind. I'm just going down the shop, and I'll be sure back with the stuff that Nana wanted me to get earlier on. Now, when I come back, I want you all to be ready, and I want your brothers to be ready and all." So anyway, our bestest coats, short trousers, clean socks, spit and polish on our shoes, got them all done. And me Nana had like spit on me hair and made sure that was all right. And we're all here, standing there, and then more and more of the big uns are coming. I said, "They've all left work. They ain't going to work. Cousins are coming home from school. Nana, you've got to tell me. I can't tell you now. I've got to go and get changed." And I went, "Well, what's happening? What's the wenches doing? They're all putting posh frocks on, and the blokes are having a swirl down in the brewers, and then putting the suits on. Somebody just tell me what's going on. You'll know sooner or later. Wait till your dad gets and you can go and help your dad with what he's got." Anyway, Father come back and he got all these flags and stuff that he got from the shop. And he says, "We're going to put these up on the front door and then across the front windows." Well, as we went out, the folks from our opposite way was doing exactly the same. And down the road and all down the road, they was putting like bunting and flags and things up. And I looked them on Church Bridge and they was decorating the bridge. I said, "What am they decorating the bridge for, Dad?" "Another hour and you'll know." And everybody was keeping a secret. Everybody, nobody would tell me nothing. I asked my cousins, they wouldn't tell me nothing. I asked my uncles, they wouldn't tell me nothing. I asked my aunties, they wouldn't tell nothing. And they was all here putting a bit of rouge on the cheeks and putting the red lipstick on and making sure their hair was all right. Now, Other than Saturdays, they never done the hair. Unless they were going down the club, they never done the hair, and they were all there having their hair done. And I'd never, ever seen my nan outside having an apron and sleeves rolled up. And I come down the stairs, the windy stairs from upstairs, and I'd got this lemon frock on, and I'd put her hair back, and it was all in a bun. And hair looked just onsomest wench I would ever see, I tell you. And just at that time, Grandad Murray come in. And he come in and he already wore the suit because he were at work. But he said, Polly, is my clean shirt ready? And I went, it's hanging up on the dado rail upstairs. Go and get your scent change. And I would put a better tie on than that, I know. And he says, and is this suit going to be all right? He said, well, I tell you what, he says, take your trousers off and I'll press them now for you and you can put them on when you come back. Well, he just took his trousers off there, my Grandad. Took his trousers off, give them to me Nana. And he'd got this big, like, heavy or anything. And got the table and I put a cloth on the table, then I wet a rag. Then he put his trousers on this table and I started ironing and putting a big crease in them. And they looked like I could cut yourself on the crease. It was that sharp. Anyway, he come down after about 10 minutes and he changed his shirt, put a red tie on and a red handkerchief in his top pocket, and he looked the business and he combed his hair. And my Grandad Murray, you see, he had like jet black hair with like a white streak, and he looked really regal. Anyway, he hushed his trousers on and made sure his shoes were clean. He knelt over, spat on the front of them, and he just polished them up a bit like that. It looked great. And oh, by that time, all my uncles were ready. All my uncles were done, and my aunties were done, and they'd all checking each other off. And all the babs, all of my cousins, they was all got the best coats on, the little short trousers, and the shoes and that, and they wore scuffing nothing. And my cousin wenches, they'd got the little frocks on that they'd have for weddings and stuff. They only come out at weddings and they were all done and all. And so we were all stood there and then Dad come and he'd got a big, big flag then. And he says, what we're going to do is we're going to hang this flag off the front door and then these ones on sticks, all the babs can have these. And they were like little Union Jacks. And we were all ready. And my nana says, right then, come on then, because it's going to get busy. And we walked out number 8, turned right, up onto the bridge. And we got onto the bridge and there was a fair few folk there. But then there were more and more coming until it was like deep across the pavement. And you were like, Fritz, you were either going to jump in the road or you were going to fall back and go in the cut. And then after a bit, the bobbies come from the station and they were like lining about 30 foot, 40 foot apart, and they were all lining up. And I was going, well, what are these for? Has somebody done something wrong? Have they really done something wrong? And he went, nah. And he checked his watch and he says, the bell will go in a minute. And the bell for the air war went. And he said, so about five minutes, I'd say to everybody. And everybody seemed to be getting like really, really excited about it. And I was thinking, what's going on here? And my dad says, go on your granddad's shoulders, otherwise you shan't see nothing. And what have I got to go on my granddad's shoulders for? Just do what I'm told. And granddad put me up and he put me on my shoulders and said, granddad, what am I doing up here? He says, well, when I tell you, start waving your flag. For what? For who? You're so fun out, he says, you're so fun out. When I tell you, you'll hear it and then I want you to start waving your flag and all these flags will be doing the same. Anyway, there's only a few minutes passed and all of a sudden you sort of heard this noise that was quiet but getting louder and louder and louder. And then as we looked to our right, just coming out of Brummagem Street and turning the corner, was these cars started to come and the cheering was going and like a wave, you know, like a wave in the sea. The cheering were coming nearer and the flags, as soon as the cars got to them, these flags were going up, and there was all shouting and singing and stuff like that. And all the chaps that had the Union Jack hanging out of the top windows at the top and folks was hanging out the windows and the shouting. And I said, is it something to do with them cars? And he says, it's coming our road. And they were all going, you know, they were all like driving fast, like. They were just like crawling along, really like the wheels was taking minutes to go round. I mean, or it seemed like that anyway. And it was coming closer and closer and closer to Church Bridge. And my granddad, like, put his arms across my legs so that I'd get excited and fall off the back. And he says, "All right, son, start waving your flag." And all the adults were going, shouting, "Yay, yay." And then I heard somebody say, "God save the Queen, God save the Queen." And I looked down and I said, "Is a Queen coming here?" And he went, "Huh? It's in the car there." And I went, "Our Queen." Because you knew who the Queen was. Everybody knew who the Queen was. He says, "Ah, is doing a tour of all the country in Albury, and is going through Albury now. In a minute, I'll be here." And it was really nearly on Church Bridge, and the noise were deafening from all sides of the road, from out of windows, factory roofs. The boatmen were like pumping the things on the boats from down on the court, and then it was just incredible. And I started waving my flag, and then he rode up. Because it had to come up the incline of Church Bridge, it slowed down just that little bit more. And just where we were, just on the crest of the hill, it just started to pass. And I looked, and they were looking out the window. They were like an angel. They were like an angel looking out that window. And I mean, it stayed with me all my life. But they were looking right at me. And I shouted, "God save a Queen!" And I, like, did me a little wave with the flag. And then, like, puts her hand up, though, the Queen, and just a dough, like, wave, but it moves backward and a forward. And I sort of waved while it, and I'm sure her eyes were, like, looking at my eyes, and I smiled. And it was just like you had seen an angel in front on you. And it was so, so beautiful. I mean, my nana was beautiful when they come down the stairs, but Queen Elizabeth was just bob on, I tell you. And I must have been about 4 and a half at the time. And I was, it just took my breath away. And I must have tried to jump up out of my granddad's shoulders because he held my legs like even tighter still to stop me. And he says, "Be careful, son." And I went, "Grandad, it's the Queen. The Queen's looking at me. There's an angel at the window." And he went, "Yeah, I'm right there, son." And I slowly, slowly went past the car. And obviously a day looked back because everybody else would have waving, and I probably looked at everybody else on that same day. But I bet you, as they went past me, their eyes and mine met, even if it was just for a millisecond. And that stayed with me the rest of my life. And I could, you could describe the atmosphere that I felt then as a four and a half year old, up there on the bridge at Church Bridge, when Queen Elizabeth first come round to Albury after it had been made Queen. And I think it was 1957, I'm sure. I think it was 1957, but it was thereabouts, and it was one of the most wonderful, wonderful sights in my life. And with her passing recently, it sort of brought it all back because everybody were swapping stories about Queen Elizabeth. And I said, "Well, you know, I met her." And folks said, "What do you mean you met her?" I said, I met her. There was an angel in the window at Church Bridge at Albury when I were a bab. And he passed and he looked at me and he smiled at me. And he was an angel in the window. And everybody goes, "No, Billy, it's just one of them stories." But I'll tell you something. If you would have been there as a young bab and you would have heard that noise slowly coming towards you and then that car slowly coming towards you and you knowed that your queen on England was a coming past in a minute, you just could describe it. You just could describe it. And I very often say to people now, you know, that was when I said the Queen, and that's what I knowed. That's when I knowed what a Queen was, and has been with me all my life. All of my living life, that Queen has been with me, and that sight on air in that window, that angel in that window, stays with me forever, until my dying days. And has served our country so well. And has never let me down, and never let me down when I was a little lad, and has never let me down as I was growed up. So you see, that's just how things can be triggered, just by experiences and things that happen. And the sadness of her passing was also filled with the joy of me seeing her as a bab there in Albury Church Bridge, the day that I said an angel in the window.
The undiscovered black country, the folks don't seem to know. The undiscovered black country, where everyone should go. People walk or cycle round, they pass the time of day. The undiscovered black country, as places tucked away.